Well, you know, it's crushing news. So many people came from the general area of Amsterdam, and as a small town, there's such familiarity that people have with one another that the hurt is there. People are, you know, all there reinforcing however they can. The family members that are left with this horrific incident, and you know, attempt to help them heal with the whole impact of that loss.
Law enforcement officials have not released the identities of those killed in Saturday's crash, but as you mentioned, names and stories of those killed are starting to emerge. Congressman, is there any information you can share directly about the victims? Did you know any of them?
Yes, I did. Some were in my neighborhood. Some had I had known through the faith community, the church community, and others, you know, from their employment where they, you know, had an impact. They had a connection with family members. And so, you know, it's reflective of a small town, a community that really gets to know each other, and where when one hurts, all hurt. And, you know, this is such an historic type of outcome. It's, you know, perhaps one of the worst vehicular accidents the country has known for some time.
The town supervisor in Schoharie characterized the T intersection of State Routes 30 and 30A where the accident occurred as dangerous, saying the State Transportation Department adjusted it about 10 years ago. Congressman, do you think that intersection needs to be evaluated, studied at all?
Well, you know, having represented Schoharie County for a number of years in the state legislature and then in the House, I know those roads really well, and it is, it's a difficult, steep hill that comes into another state highway. And, you know, I know that repairs were done and renovations in traffic patterns were the outcome. But again, it's one of those intersections that has had, you know, a couple of frightening moments. So, again, the results here of the investigation aren't complete. There might have been something here that happened that just could not have avoided that kind of outcome.
Congressman, do you know before those adjustments were made 10 years ago, was the intersection always a T intersection, or was that, did it become a T intersection with those changes about 10 years ago?
If I recall, it was less of a T intersection, and still, you know, a dangerous situation because of the slope of that hill. It's a very steep hill, and it comes into a major highway. So always a concern for public safety.
Have you learned anything at all from the National Transportation Safety Board or law enforcement about the cause of the crash?
No. I mean, they're still reviewing. They'll be there for a couple of days, but they have called to offer their help in any way, you know, if they can, you know, assist in any way, or if I can assist them, we certainly want to, out of respect to those who have been impacted here and out of respect to the loss of their loved ones, we would love to assist however possible.
Senator Charles Schumer mentioned, obviously, that this crash involved a SUV stretch limousine. A stretch limousine was involved in a fatal crash in 2015 on Long Island. At the time, Senator Schumer mentioned that he had called for an investigation into limo incidents. Do you share those concerns about the safety of those stretch limousines?
Well, you know, as we glean information here, it might be instructive. It may be a call for more safety and overlap that would provide for, you know, just the general travel in a limousine to be adjusted somewhat. But again, we'll see what the investigation produces. You know, obviously they carry several people in these vehicles, in these constructs, and you want to make certain that with that kind of, you know, people count, that every effort for public safety is considered and then adjusted for safety's sake.